disease is out there.
I asked you about coronavirus, and now we're talking about raw dogging? Like,
why? You're a swine flu survivor. You almost died.
I mean, I didn't almost die.
Well, I prefer they boil them, but we don't have an option here.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you hear?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to drop some truth. Welcome to Breeze Real Talk.
Cheers. This week.
Oh, yeah. Cheers to this week.
We have Monster Energy drinks, no champagne.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks, Monster Energy. You're not a sponsor, but you could be.
Yeah, you could be if you were smart. Shout out to the five people that listen to our podcast every week.
You know, it's funny you say that, Bree, because that's something we need to talk about on today's episode, is the people that listen to this podcast.
They're amazing.
Sure. But do you remember, Bree,
uh-huh,
last week?
Yeah.
And if this is your first time listening to us, A, welcome. B, what took you so long? And C, we talked about poop, and we talked about bathrooms, and we talked about people's improper hygiene in the bathroom. And Bree and I decided to concoct a letter anonymously, but not so anonymously, because we talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
That is public. And then we hung it up in the women's bathroom here at work, because Bree knows a violator here in the building, mm-hmm, of not washing their hands and bad bathroom hygiene. And since we're all dying from the coronavirus, like, you know, this is important. Well, we ruffled a few feathers with that anonymous letter.
What's hilarious is that we found out that we ruffled a few feathers like a whole week later.
Well, yeah.
Like the other day.
Yeah. Here's the best part about it is an unknowing coworker came up to us and goes, did you guys hear about the latest HR violation?
Yeah, like it was big gossip.
Like the biggest awesome gossip of the day. And we're like, what? No, what happened? Like,
because we really didn't hear about it from anybody.
I don't know. Like, no, let me know. What's the scuttlebutt? Like, I like to know.
The scuttlebutt. Where are you coming from? Okay, 1950s,
yeah.
Alex.
See? And she goes, somebody hung up an anonymous letter in the women's bathroom. And then Bree and I look at each other and just start dying.
Hysterical.
Hysterical laughter, like crying. And I look at our coworker and I go, that was us. And she goes, oh my God, like people are upset about that. I'm like, yeah, I bet they are.
I didn't realize that people were going to get upset about it, honestly.
I had no idea. Why?
Yeah. I had no idea. It was just an honest, hey, wash your hands letter on top of
that's all
things.
It was. Well,
we wrote other things, but the other things were more, the main point of the letter was wash your hands.
We were airing some grievances that we have.
Yeah.
And it wasn't meant to offend anyone.
Mm-mm, not at
all. It wasn't meant to hurt anybody's feelings.
Nope.
I didn't want to get in trouble. They took it to our management, to our bosses. They took it. So, I mean, did they say anything to you? They haven't said anything to me yet.
Somebody reached out to me and was like, hey, you know.
A manager?
Yeah. They're sort of in a management position.
Well, that person took it to our higher up boss.
Yeah.
So we could have actually gotten in some legit trouble if our boss would have been like, oh, this is messed up. But I honestly, when we were writing it, I was like, this is just funny.
Honestly, I think we did a great service to our staff at our company.
We brought attention.
Because now, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
We
started a movement.
We did. Because after that letter was hung up, there are official laminated pictures on how to wash your hands properly.
Our local government from King County.
Yeah.
And they're all over the building. They're not just in the bathrooms. They're on the front door. They're everywhere. And we did that. So you know what?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm glad we started a stir. Because you know what? Everybody now has clean hands in this building. I hope.
I don't know what is under this counter, but I just stabbed the shit out of myself.
That's what you get for wearing jeans with holes in them.
I'm bleeding.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you had that extra coat of jean layer to protect your knee,
look at that.
You wouldn't be bleeding right now.
I am actually bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Breeze Real Talk.
You think you're going to get coronavirus?
No, not at all.
Why?
Because I really, truly believe that the media is blowing it up. And I think that people die from the flu every single day. And old folks die in old folks' homes every single day. So what makes the coronavirus any different?
Because it's rapidly spreading and everyone is dying.
The flu rapidly spreads, and so do colds.
People
so do AIDS.
Cold.
Ain't no one wearing condoms. People are aware of the AIDS epidemic, and people are still going in raw.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying is there's all these viruses and diseases out there.
I asked you about coronavirus, and now we're talking about raw dogging? Like, what's happening?
I'm just saying is I think people are blowing it up. It's so crazy to me, like, how scared people are
of
this.
Don't you think that, especially the area we live in, which is like ground zero in America for coronavirus, because we have like, what, 8 or 9 deaths now?
Yeah.
You're not the slightest bit concerned.
Mm-mm.
Especially knowing what we know about how bad people's hygiene is, you're not concerned.
I've never been one to be sick anyway. Like, I'll get a cold once in a while. Okay. I don't even get a flu shot because I don't ever get the flu.
Well, me either. The flu shot's stupid.
I'll get sick once in a while, and it's usually when I'm traveling because I've been drinking for 3 days.
Fair.
Nonstop. And my immune system is low. That's why.
Here's the thing.
That's when I get sick. But other than that, I'm pretty fairly healthy.
I never get the flu shot because they take a complete guess at whatever strand it's going to be. And the strand changes throughout flu season. So it starts off with one strand of the flu and ends with a different strand. So even if you get the flu shot, you're not protected for the whole flu season.
Well, I don't get the flu shot because I'm scared of needles. That's honestly
why. I'm not afraid of needles. And I like have all my vaccines. I have a bunch of tattoos. I'm just too smart.
I just am scared of needles. I just don't, that's why I don't get it.
Okay.
I choose not to
so
get it.
So even though, and here's another thing, is the building right across from us, downtown Seattle, 100 feet, not even from us, literally across the street, was closed on Monday.
Shut down the whole building.
The whole building they shut down because of coronavirus.
Yeah.
And you're not concerned at all.
No. And then they said a person is tested positive for it right in Lake Union, which is up the street from where I live and where we work.
And you're still not concerned?
No, if I get it, I get it. That's God's plan. YOLO. I live my life like every day like it's last anyway. Who cares?
So God is planning on you to get a horrible virus?
No, I'm just saying is like, yes, if you're already preventing it as it can be and you're clean, what else are you going to do?
Are you,
if I get it, I get it,
purchasing certain products to help prevent you from getting coronavirus?
Here's the thing. You don't need to purchase certain products when you already have them. See? That's the problem with people.
So you're
these people
already
that are running, these people that ran out to the stores, to Costco and whatever, to bulk up on things in case they got quarantined.
Sure.
Those must be the dirty people because I already have that in my house. I already have Lysol wipes and hand sanitizer and soap and packages of toilet paper because that's how just I live. So I'm already fine.
You're not worried at all?
Not in the slightest.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
Why?
Because people suck. We talked about this last week. I have a germ issue. I wipe down every surface I come in contact with. I wash my hands constantly. I'm always using hand sanitizer. I take multiple vitamins to try to prevent me from getting sick. But I just know that I'm going to get coronavirus. I know it.
No, don't say that. You're putting that out in the universe right now.
I've said it multiple times. It's on Twitter too. I know that I'm going to get coronavirus. Remember swine flu?
Yeah, H1N1.
Yeah, nobody called it that, but you remember swine flu? My brother had swine flu.
That's right. You did tell me that.
My brother got swine flu. So like everyone was freaking out about it. And then people were like, no, you're fine.
See, that's the thing.
And then my brother spent like
met...
3 days in the hospital. Like, and he couldn't breathe. Had like 115 fever. Was hallucinating. Like, it was wild.
I never met anybody that had swine flu.
Yeah.
Or knew anybody. So your brother, I haven't even met your brother yet, actually. Were you scared of getting the swine flu because of your brother?
Hell yes.
I mean, I could see that.
I was scared of getting the swine flu before he even got it.
Wow. So he survived this swine flu survivor. Let's talk to him. Seriously, get him on the phone. Yeah, get your brother on the phone. I want to ask him about this because I never met a swine flu survivor.
Here, I'll come over here so we can. Hello? Hey, this is, I'm sorry for bothering you in class, but it's really important.
What?
Hey, remember when you had swine flu?
Yeah.
Are you nervous about getting coronavirus?
No.
Why? You're a swine flu survivor. You almost died.
I mean, I didn't almost die.
I mean, let's not downplay it here. It's pretty severe. You almost died.
Yeah, well, let's not upsell it. I didn't almost die.
So you're not nervous about getting coronavirus?
No, if anything, it made me stronger.
Do you think it's justified that I'm nervous about getting coronavirus because I saw you get the swine flu?
I think you should be worried about getting the coronavirus because you're a weaker human than I am.
Is it true that you stepped out of class to answer this phone call?
That's exactly true, yeah.
And you're supposed to be giving a presentation?
In a few minutes. Yeah, it's for my capstone class, so.
Are you taking...
My most important one.
This is, again, super important question. Are you taking any precautions to prevent getting the coronavirus?
Yeah, I am. I'm not drinking any more Coronas.
Okay. Hang up. I'm done.
Oh, okay. Hey, also, really quick question. You've been saying you're going to come visit me here in Seattle for, like, the last year. Any plans to make that happen?
Yeah.
You going to buy those plane tickets I sent you last night?
Maybe.
Maybe.
After the coronavirus.
Dies
down.
That maybe doesn't sound very, very firm. Actually sounds pretty flaccid.
Not as firm as a yes.
Okay. Well, this was very informative phone call, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, bye. I think he was pretty young, so I don't know if he necessarily remembers, but he had swine flu and then bronchitis at the same time. The thing about my brother is he's kind of a douche.
He didn't seem like a douche at all. What are you talking
about? Are you kidding me? Did you listen to that phone call? I believe you said, okay, let's hang up. I'm done with him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's just my brother.
Hi, Alec. I'm Bree. I'm sarcastic. Nice to meet you.
That's just my brother. But I did tell him I had a super important thing to talk to him about, so he left class where he's giving a presentation.
That's funny. I've never known anybody to have swine flu at all.
There it is. He had it. Survived it. So there you go. And I don't know. Like, I mean, we've been through this. There was Ebola, right?
Yeah, there was Zika, Ebola.
Zika came after Ebola, and both those came after swine flu. And then SARS has always been a thing.
SARS. There's one thing after another. There's always
bird flu.
Something.
Oh, what was that? That just happened like last year. In the year that I've lived in Washington, what's the thing that everyone gets vaccinated for, but some people don't? Measles?
The flu? Measles. Yeah, was a measles outbreak.
We had a measles outbreak, and that's like super serious. Just kind of going more to your point. We've been through this all before.
We have, which is why I'm not scared of it. You are.
I am. And I don't know why. Like, because I'm putting out all these reasons as to why I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But I absolutely am. Like, I'm still considering buying some masks, some facial gear for my upcoming trip.
I had a doctor appointment. What was it? Like, right when this coronavirus broke out.
Okay.
People were freaking out about it. Had a doctor appointment. Just a regular, normal checkup.
When it was still in Wuhan, or had it come to America?
Yeah, it was still in China.
Okay.
And I was saying, like, everybody was, like, traveling with masks and things like that.
Yeah.
So I was traveling home that weekend.
Yeah.
So this was, like, in the beginning of January.
Okay.
And I was waiting for my doctor to come in and see me. And so I was sitting there. There's a whole box of masks on the counter. And I just slipped a couple in my bag just in case, you know? I originally got them because I thought it'd be a funny social media picture. And then I was like, huh, maybe I'll use it for travel for real, because you never know. And I didn't even end up using it at all. And I threw them away. So I should have kept them.
You threw away the masks?
Yeah, because I didn't need them. I didn't know they were going to be a hot commodity and people were going to be freaking out.
Oh my God. You know how much those are selling for now?
Well, now I know. And now I'm mad. I could have resold them.
What an idiot.
I know.
You're an idiot.
I'm such a stupid ass person. I know.
I agree.
So.
Am I the only one? I can't be the only one worrying about this, right? But I'm not going out to the store and buying a bunch of shit.
It seems like you were about to, though.
No, because I didn't even think about, like, is that why people are buying stuff in case they can't leave their house? Is that what the purpose is? Or are they buying, like, hand sanitizer and, like, Clorox wipes to disinfect every surface they come in contact with?
I'm pretty sure it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
I think that they're stocking up in case they get it and are quarantined. And then I think that they're also buying it so they can protect themselves in everyday life.
Okay, so you don't think we have any reason to be concerned?
I think people have every reason to be concerned about everything in life. What you put in your body, the air you breathe, the water you drink. If you walk on the street, you might get hit by a car. The coronavirus is just one of those things you need to add to the list. So if you want to live your life being scared of things, have fun. I'm not.
I can't be the only one in the building here that's worried about the coronavirus. Right?
Everybody's worried about it. Look, there's Robin. Get Robin. Robin. Robin.
Oh, man.
Welcome.
Talking about personal failures.
That's damn.
We would need quite a few podcasts.
They're all the names of men.
We'll bring you on to the next podcast with that one.
There's a whole episode in itself.
Robin, welcome. Welcome. We appreciate you. Robin, are you scared of the coronavirus?
No.
Why?
Because I wash my hands like a person who has a mild case of OCD. and I've got enough crippling anxiety to hold me over. I don't need like a virus.
Thank you.
To creep in and make it
worse.
Thank
you, Robin.
And also, I just like I wouldn't say my place is like white glove clean, because that sounds uncomfortable to live in. But like, I try to take the time to like a Clorox wipe here. I wipe my phone off every time I go to the gym because it's gross in there.
That's why I don't go to the gym.
Sure. Yeah, that's why.
Like the studio I use here at work, it gets wiped down regularly.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that you're a normal person that should be practicing the basic personal hygiene habits.
There's a level of adulthood and underlying trust issues that allow me to just clean like I mean it on a regular.
Yeah, which people should be that way anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about everybody else.
What? You just...
That's fair because I think...
No,
you discussed...
Hold on. Wait,
before you walked in here, Robin, he said...
She doesn't understand what I'm saying, Robin. I'm saying that I'm not worried about what I do. I'm worried about getting coronavirus, but I'm not worried about things I'm doing wrong to get it. Okay. I'm worried about other people not doing what they should be
and
doing.
And being gross.
Yeah, I get that.
Not covering their mouths when they cough. And like I said, general level of adulthood tells you, use the restroom, you wash your hands thoroughly.
Well,
before you eat, you wash your hands.
Careful when careful. Hold on. You can't tell people to wash their hands in this building, okay? Yeah. We got in trouble for that.
Yeah,
so
that.
Please refrain from telling people to wash their hands.
Pull back on that
upper
one.
Management gets very upset. Okay. We learned that the hard way last week.
Well, I prefer they boil them, but we don't have that option here. No, I'm not actively afraid of it because I feel like there's enough bad in the world. Like, I don't need to pile on for myself. I won't be able to sleep at night. But I will take a little additional precaution. Like, there will be extra Lysoling of coworkers when they're not looking, that kind of thing. I wouldn't say panic about it only because we have so many opportunities to panic about things.
But are you scared to contract it, to get it?
I'm not scared of it. I will be very upset if I get it, and here's why. Our insurance is not awesome. And if it happens, I'm going to be real pissed if I get hung up in a hospital for multiple days because I cannot even fathom what I will have to pay to make it out of there again.
Well, Robin, funny you say that because you have to do an mandatory 14-day quarantine if you even show symptoms. So there's no option of getting hung up in the hospital.
You will be hung up in the hospital.
The only silver lining we have in this room about that experience is that we have content for days.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
They will give us the option to call in and talk about our experience. If we get stuck on a cruise ship because of this, my God. Can you imagine the ratings bump?
Have you stocked up at all on anything because of all this?
No, not really. Wine. Does that count?
that definitely counts.
I feel like if I'm going to be stuck somewhere.
There's alcohol in it. Alcohol kills germs.
Fact.
I'm genuinely convinced I'm going to get coronavirus.
Why?
He thinks he's going to get it.
I think we've discovered why. My brother had swine flu.
Does he hang out on farms?
No.
How did he get it?
Don't know.
I mean, Robin, in all fairness, they did come from Fargo.
No, it happened when we lived in Denver.
There's a lot of land and animals out there.
When we were living in Denver.
Wasn't in contact with any livestock.
No livestock, but kids are just dirty.
That's fair. That's very fair.
So he had swine flu, and it was, like, real bad. But so I think maybe, and I also have, like, super anxiety about everything all the time anyways.
It sounds...
I'm always worried about everything.
Soothing at best.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not around, like, a ton of little kids at any point.
Me either.
So you are taking proper precautions then.
I mean, I guess.
But nothing crazy.
There's not going to be a panic in my household.
Yeah, you're not waiting on Saturday morning.
I don't have time for
Costco
a panic.
Opens.
Like, I'm very busy.
I think you feed into the media.
Yeah,
100%.
I am the media.
And you overreact just like everybody else.
I am the media.
I'm surprised you weren't at Costco waiting in line over the weekend to get stuff in case you got quarantined.
Don't have a membership.
I could have lent you mine.
If I would have known, I would have asked.
Well, closed mouths don't get fed. But look, I mean, your brother who had swine flu, we called and was like, nah, I'm good.
He didn't care at all.
He says he's a survivor of swine, so Corona ain't gonna get him.
Well, that's fair. Does your panic... what does your panic entail? Are you trying to stock up on things? Because that feels impossible right now.
I couldn't if I wanted to.
Right. So what are you doing?
Nothing. Just worrying. I'm all pretty much a clean person anyways. I always wipe down everything and try not to touch my face right now. But
that is so difficult.
That's what
Dude,
you're saying. It's
I
really
touch
hard.
My face so much.
Really,
I didn't
really
even realize how
Yesterday
much I touched my face.
Yesterday was the first time where I was like, I'm going to make the effort. And every time I went to, you just don't even think. You move
touch
your hair out of your face. Yeah. Or you.
I realize how much I touch my face when I wear makeup, because I don't wear makeup all the time.
Wish you would.
I didn't notice.
So that's
maybe
so
she's
nice.
Putting the makeup on correctly. You're not supposed to.
That's
really
nice. But when I do actually put on makeup, I'll find myself like going and I'm like,
oh,
touching,
scratch your
scratch
eye.
My
yeah,
eye. And I'm like,
yeah.
God damn it.
That's it. I got it.
So I do touch my face a lot. Imagine
it's up the street.
I'm a lot more scared of going down to Third Avenue and just roaming around without any kind of precaution, be honest with you. Like, that scares me more than catching this thing because I mean, like I said, I'm not a teacher. I'm not in the healthcare world. That might be a different story for me because then it's like game on for germs at all times.
Yeah.
The whole thing of this is I was like, I'm going to go grab someone from the hallway. And I feel like they're going to be just as concerned as I am.
No one's concerned.
And you did not help my cause there.
I'm sorry.
One bit.
That's fine. You helped my cause. Panic. Thank you, Robin.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe I gave you a little something to be worried about now.
I'm just going to go worry about something else, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. That was a confusing sentence.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for nothing.
Mm-hmm. You're
appreciate you coming in.
No, Robin, you're amazing. We'll thank you for everything.
We'll have to have you back on here to talk about other things.
Is there money on the line here? I don't know what's happening.
No.
Oh, okay.
This is for class. I'm clapping for you.
Yeah. Thank you for joining
Bree's
Real Talk.
Thanks, Robin. Yeah.
It's your girl, Bree, on Instagram and Twitter. You could also find Alec on...
at Alec, A-L-E-K, on the radio, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, if you want to get a good laugh. I'm super funny. and then Robin. Where are you at, Robin?
Thank you, Robin, for joining us.
Everywhere. It's fine.
Okay.
Well, that was really descriptive.
All right. You could find her. She is also on our sister station.
Just type in Robin.
KSW 99.9 in Seattle. Major, major rock station here. Thank you, Robin, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. All right. Until next week. Thanks for hanging out. Subscribe and rate.